Oh my God.
And you know she's done that before because
she's probably some 7-Eleven hot dog. You know what I mean? Like she got that hot dog breath, smoking cigarettes, like hanging me up.
Yeah, and then she, yeah, yep, and then.
Good morning. You are listening to the wonderful sounds of Inappropriate. I'm Jim.
I'm Steve. That was a good one, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I pulled that from Good Morning Vietnam.
Robin Williams, RIP.
We love hanging out with everyone. If you have stumbled across our podcast somewhere on like YouTube or I don't even know, somebody sent it to you. I'm Jim, my partner Steve, and we typically take a couple things from the internet or personal things we lived out throughout the week, and we bundled up in a fast-paced weekly podcast. We like to say comedy, but I don't know if it's truly comedy, but, you know, a lighthearted podcast.
We get in and get out.
And sometimes it borders on inappropriate.
I know.
So you know what you're getting when you tune into a podcast called Inappropriate.
Yes, yes.
I have a couple stories today. I got three things. Well, two things, but three things.
So it's really three things?
So it's real like one thing, a two thing, and a two thing A.
Okay. I gotcha.
I got two Reddit stories. I love the Reddit stories.
I cannot, for the life of me, cannot fucking navigate myself through the Reddit website to find anything of substance.
Really?
I can't do it. The thread thing messes with me, and then I feel like I'm not looking at what I was originally intended to look at. And I try it every week.
You have to know what you want to look for.
Dick pics.
Oh. No. You can find them. Yeah. If you just... I'm part of a subreddit called Don't Stick Your Dick in That.
Oh, really?
And it's just things out in the world that you might see that has a hole in it that you would take a picture and upload it to this, but you would not want to put your dick in.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty... It's useless. But whatever you want to find on Reddit, it's there.
Uh-huh.
Anything.
2 weeks ago, the story about the guy who banged his boss.
Yes, his ex-boss.
Was that a Reddit story?
Yes.
I don't know if I should go back 2 weeks ago, but I did want to comment one thing about that. The story, just a real quick recap of it, was a guy, his ex-boss wanted to hook up. They had a thing before. Her husband wanted to watch her bang a dude. So they picked this guy. And then he fell asleep.
The husband fell asleep
while he was watching it. And I realized the dude was doing it missionary style. And I realized, like if you're going to watch some people, you and Phil kind of commented on it, like it just wasn't exciting. And I feel like that's probably the most boring way to entertain someone else watching.
I never thought of it in that context, but you're right. It's not a very action style, action packed style of sex.
All you're doing is looking at a dude's back.
Right. And like, you see nothing. He might be blocking your wife's face. I mean, you probably want, let's dive into that mindset, but you probably want doggy style.
Yes, I would feel like you want that.
And depending on what you want to see of your wife, maybe her side profile, or like maybe you want to see her face.
Yeah, because I kept picturing, when you were telling this, reading the story, I kept picturing Arnold Schwarzenegger in True Lies. Remember when he's sitting in the corner watching his wife dance? And I was like picturing it's like he's in that corner, like just sitting there watching it. If you were in that situation, God, I'm going on a tangent with this, but if you were in that situation, all right, so you're the...
Am I the fucker?
You're the fucker. Okay. So are you there just to do your thing and get it go? Or do you feel like you got to put on a show a little bit?
I would feel like there's an added expectation for me to perform well.
I would too. You kind of got like, you know, you kind of want to make sure, you know, you're putting your best foot forward.
Right. And that show would be to bang the hell out of this lady.
Yeah.
To give her the fuck of her life.
Yeah. And try to make the husband jealous.
Well, I guess that could be the mindset to go into, but like,
I'm just sitting there thinking about the dude.
But I'm saying like, if he is already wanting you to bang his wife. I don't know if there's jealousy there.
Yeah.
If it's like a willy-nilly style, you're at the bar and you don't talk about it before and it just happens. And yeah, like you probably go, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
It sounded like that was well talked about.
Yeah, he knew.
She said, hey, I got a guy. They met him at the bar purposely for this, yes. Went back. So jealousy, I don't think, was probably part of that equation, but I would still feel like I got to lay pipe, man. I'm taking two blue chews.
I know. That's exactly how I feel. Like, there's no way this dude is going to fall asleep watching this fucking show.
We're clapping cheeks.
I think that is one of the funniest sayings nowadays. Clapping cheeks. I see it all the fucking time. All right. Sorry about
that. So I got two quick, one is a little inappropriate, and one of them is an actual, maybe awkward dilemma that if you have children, you may have experienced this or probably could experience like a real, this is an experience that you could come across. Mm-hmm. And we're going to wrap up the show with
the new HBO documentary, Quiet on the Set. If you have children, you hope this shit doesn't happen to them.
And before that, I got an interesting list of the most hated TV characters of all time. Let's kick off with the Reddit stories.
All right.
Do you want the wholesome or inappropriate Reddit story?
I mean, you know the answer to that.
You want to go inappropriate?
Yeah, of course.
All right, this is a short. Imagine if you're single, Steve. Okay?
All right.
You may or may not have had relations in quite some time.
All right.
It might be a Tuesday afternoon. Let's say Tuesday evening.
Okay.
I was out and I saw a lady panhandling and I didn't want to give her any money, but then she offered to jerk me off. She wasn't bad looking, just kind of strung out. So I figured, fuck it, why not? So we went into the shadows behind an overpass.
Shadows.
And she spit in her hand, which I actually think is kind of disgusting. Like, yeah. A junkie spitting in her hand. Yeah, to go jerk, yeah, you off. I mean, yeah. That was okay up until this point.
You wanted her to rub the hand on the side of your big gulp so you get some condensation on it.
Oh, God. So she spit in her hand and jerked me off and even gave my balls some attention until I finished. I reached in my wallet and I gave her $10 and she went on her way. I honestly had worse hand jobs for free, so I feel like this is a real bargain.
It's probably cheaper. You didn't have to buy her dinner.
I don't know, man. I get dudes go get fucking $10 hand jobs. I know it's a thing, but man, I don't think I could bring myself to get a $10 drug addict under the overpass fucking hand job.
I know. Do you know from watching like all those like Sting videos, not the singer Sting, but those like,
I was like, well,
the,
it's
like
a weird transition.
Police videos where they like, you know, they set people up and they're like, oh, we got a John and we're gonna bust them and
they
stuff
find
like
some
that.
Female cop.
I, for that fact alone, I don't think I could do it.
So it's not the fact that it's a drug addict. You just don't want to be busted. That's what's keeping you on the straight and narrow.
That's what's keeping me on the straight and narrow. Okay. Yeah. Because I feel like people would search your name and then there it is.
Yeah.
And then.
Especially out in public. I think if you go to a hotel, it might be different. But out in public, then you get a sexual charge. You know, yeah, I mean, like now you're a sexual predator, yeah, or some type of weird shit that's, you know.
Yeah. The reason I don't do it is because of Johnny Law. I'd be too scared if, okay, I was that guy. But also, too, I agree that like once she started spitting in her hand.
Because, you know, she got like two rotted teeth. She ain't brushed her teeth. You know what I mean? So like that spit is just like, oh my God.
And you know, she's done that before because
she's probably like some 7-Eleven hot dog. You know what I mean? Like she got that hot dog breath, smoking cigarettes, like hanging me up.
Yeah. And then, all that fucking sounds. I mean, if you did it once, you're going to try to do it again, I feel like.
Yeah. You don't rob a bank, get away with it and stop there.
Yeah. 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 Yeah,
I feel like I need more stimulation than just a random hand job. I don't.
It doesn't, like, the fact, like, the idea that you don't know the person, like that stranger kind of thing.
I mean,
doesn't
I guess there could be that weird,
at all.
That weird rush of that. And that, like, I guess if you were put in that situation, but like just a hand job by itself isn't doing it for me, you know? And so, like, I'm more of a visual person. And if I'm looking down at this decrepit ass bitch, yeah. You know, and I'm looking, and there's like cars driving by the overpass. There's like an old couch, you know, 30 feet away that's been dumped. I'd be like questioning life choices at that point.
I know a guy who I'm trying to figure out how to say this so no one can know who he is, because people listening will know the person. So there was a guy who on a trip somewhere visited a place where they gave
a bunny ranch.
No, style. Not like a bunny ranch kind of thing.
Just like a strip club that is known for more than
no, like an apartment.
Like, an apartment,
like hearsay, found out about this place.
Oh, so like underground,
like
brothel?
Yeah, like a massage parlor
okay.
thing.
All right.
And the woman that started giving him a hand job did it so bad so that she could upsell him into spending more money to
on
get a blow job.
On a better quality hand job. Yeah, for $10 you get my left hand, yeah. But for $20 you get my right hand.
Yep. And he said that he was in the mood to do it, and it started and it wasn't great. So he's like, I got to amp this up a notch, and pulled out a fucking menu. He just picked the next part, the next level up, and then the fucking, because he thought he could just like, oh, I'll just, you know, do this, have a quick $10 hand job or whatever.
Right. I wonder how much he got upsold to. Like, what's the difference between your entry level hand job to get you through the door?
It was over $200.
Holy shit. That's a hell of an upsell. Yeah. Get that lady into a cell phone store. You've been bundled, bitch.
She must have just been like rubbing it with her thumb or something.
Just pinching it over and over again.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord.
I think that person may be a listener, too.
Well, if you are listening and that is you and you want to give us a few more details in that story, feel free to reach out to us on Inappropriate with Jim and Steve on Facebook or Instagram, or you probably have Steve's number.
You just text
just
me.
Just text Steve.
And you're going to say, what the fuck were you just talking about?
If you want to call in, we will do voice changer.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is a story that we all need to hear.
Yeah.
All right, it's gonna be a tough transition from that to a more wholesome story, but it kind of rang a bell because obviously I have kids, you have kids, and most of our listeners know a kid.
Yeah, yeah, they're all fucking around.
So let me just read this and let me know what side would you be on if this were to happen to you. I'm a single dad of an 8-year-old girl. She asked if she could have someone over to spend a night for the first time. And I said it was fine, not a big deal. I vaguely know the mom from the school. So that Friday, I went up to say hi. And we had kind of been talking, and I had told him that the girls were asking for a sleepover. She seemed pretty hesitant at first. But after a lot of pleading from her daughter, she said that she would allow it if her and her husband could come to my place for a half hour to inspect my home. I said if they wanted to come over for some coffee or something, they were more than welcome to. And then she said, no, they didn't want coffee. They wanted to come over and make sure that the environment and the house was safe and their child's needs would be met. I have no idea really what this means. I'm a pretty normal guy. I get along with all the parents, and as a paramedic, I've even treated her child after an accident. Is this normal behavior? Is it a lot for one sleepover?
Is it a single dad?
Single dad to a daughter.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with what the parents did.
Want to inspect the house?
Yeah. I mean, if it's the first time they've ever been over there, you don't know what people fucking are like inside.
I mean, that's true. 100%.
I mean, inspecting a house is kind of weird. I know, like, when my daughter would go spend the night over places that, like, I didn't know the person, I would go inside the house.
Right. You get a feel for it.
And then just give it kind of like a once over kind of look, you know, just kind of. And
but isn't
and then,
it too late?
Well, yeah.
I mean, at that point, you're going to be looking around and go, okay.
What was if you walked in and you see fucking needles all over the place. You're gonna be like, yeah, you can't stay. You can't stay here. So, I mean, I'm sure people would cover that shit, hide that shit, or whatever. But for the most part, like if you know the person, like they're probably just overly. The people were overly protected. Sure.
I think that it's weird the way they went about it.
Yeah.
By saying no, we don't want a cup of coffee. We just want to inspect your home.
Yeah, they could have had a little bit more decorum.
What does that mean? Like, are they walking down the basement, opening all your doors?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. What does that entail for like a sleep? Like, how far do you go to when you leave, you feel, okay, I'm cool.
I think this is the move that would be social. You go in, chat with the parents a second, look at the thing, and then ask to use the bathroom.
Check the medicine cabinet for perks.
Take them. But, you know, you can, and then they're like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, down the hall, whatever. And then you, like, walk around, and you kind of, like, just glancing around and stuff like that. Go to the bathroom. Everything in the bathroom looks...
You can get a feel for the...
You can get a feel
like
for
if they're
somebody.
Clean people, they're messy people, like, what's going on, the decor in the house. Yeah, no, I get that. If my gut instinct was, I feel like I got to inspect this person's house, I probably would just say no.
Yeah.
That, hey, if your daughter wants to come over to our house, and I would probably play it like that.
Yeah. You can't fault a parent for trying to, for being overly protective. Like, okay. Yeah, it makes you feel awkward, and you're like, what the fuck kind of feeling. But then you got to look at it on their point of view. Like, the last thing they want to do is fucking, like,
drop them off at a pedo's house.
Yeah, or, right. You know, and then something.
Yeah, I get, and I think I do agree with that. You know, it's your kid. You got to feel comfortable. Moving on. I saw this article. It's the 25 most hated TV characters of all time. I don't know if we have time to go through all 25. So let's go to the top 10, right?
All right. I have one that I know is going to be on the list, and I want to see if they are. Because I've hated a lot of people on TV.
So... Number 10 is Kai Lu, the cartoon kid. The little bald-headed kid.
The little bald-headed kid. Caillou.
Yeah, I would never guess that, but I hated that fucking cartoon. Yeah, my kids were watching that cartoon. That was an annoying-ass cartoon when they were that age. I hated that cartoon.
So, no, I get that. Totally understand that one. cartoon character.
I wouldn't guess that. Ed Pelletier,
I don't
from
know
The Walking Dead. I was never a Walking Dead fan. Number 8, Rachel Berry from Glee.
Fuck you, Rachel Berry. I hate her.
Number 7, we both know this. Todd Alquist from Breaking Bad.
Oh, Todd? See, I kind of like Todd.
He was a character that I didn't know if I liked or hated him. I mean, he was no worse off an actual person than the main characters of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
But like the main characters were the protagonists. So he was by nature the anti, but they were still all drug dealers.
Yeah. 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 They're all bad guys. Right. So it's just, but I understand people hating him. Like after the like train heist episode.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll buy that one.
This is the one I think that you're thinking of. Cersei from Game of Thrones.
Fucking love Cersei. She was fucking awesome. I don't think she should be on that
now,
list.
Now, is she awesome because she was attractive?
Well, yeah, but she was so good
at being awful.
Yeah, so it was like you didn't hate her. You just, like, you didn't want her to win. But I can understand people being like, I hate her so much.
You were rooted against her, but I think I can't explain it in words. And that sucks when you're... A podcast.
Yeah.
So, but I know what you mean by that. Like, she was a hated character, and I get why she's on this list, but I liked watching her in Game of Thrones.
Like, I think, like, when you say hated character, it's like a person that, like, shows up, and you're like, fuck, why is that person on this?
Okay.
So,
I guess that could go two ways. Like, a hated character being, like, they're ruining the show.
Yes.
Versus a hated character that is so good at being that character.
Yeah, that people hate them. So it was because when that show ended, like when she died, everybody was like, that's how she died. Like they were disappointed. Like she had to pay for it a little bit more.
Number 5. And this is another Walking Dead. The governor.
Oh, yeah. That guy. Yeah, that guy sucked. He was so fucking boring.
So he was number 5. Number 4 is Shao Tucker from Full Metal Alchemist from Brotherhood. It's a fucking cartoon. I don't know. God, I really hope 3-2
can
and one.
Can you ever watch cartoons? Like, I can't get into them.
I can't get into them.
I don't understand the like fascination with like anime and all that stuff. It just, sorry, Stephanie. It's just not my thing.
It never resonated with me.
Yeah. It's just something I can't.
I can do like a good Family Guy marathon, you know, like I can watch
even,
that.
Even that, like I used to watch The Simpsons and I don't think I could ever watch The Simpsons again.
I tell you what, the Beavis and Butthead, the new season, man.
Yeah, I keep hearing. So I did love that. And I will say I do like, when I do watch it, I don't like go out of my way to watch it. South Park.
South Park is one of those shows that it's funnier when I hear someone else explain the episode than when I actually watch the episode.
Mongolian beef? You want shitty beef? I fucking love that. I love all the Asian guys in that.
Number 3, Livia Soprano.
Oh, Tony Soprano's mom.
Yes.
Yeah, she fucking sucked. Forgot all about her, but I hated her. So that's so funny. Yeah.
Okay. So
I
that's fucking, a good one.
And it wasn't like, I just hated her all around. Like, I didn't like when she was in episodes. I just didn't like her. Like, I just, she sucked.
So number 2 is probably my number 1.
All right.
And it's Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones.
See, he's another one that was so fucking good.
I hated him when he was, pretty fucking castrate.
Yeah.
But when he was torturing him, just his face. I wanted to punch his face every time. Like,
when
I
he was
not,
like eating a hot dog after he cut his junk off.
I could not wait till that motherfucker died. And then number 1, Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
All right. Yeah. Game of Thrones did have some fucking characters that
they had. Game of Thrones did so well creating characters that you were emotionally attached to one way or another.
I hated Joffrey.
Yes.
So, yes.
His evil little fucking smirk.
Yeah.
Beat his ass.
So I think this list is more like aligning itself with like characters on shows that you just hated that character on the show. Not a person that just like you just
ruined
on
the show.
Like you felt ruined the show or you just hated. My person I hated was fucking Skyler White. In Breaking Bad.
Oh,
Walter White's wife. I just was like, can somebody just kill her?
Just
like
because she was annoying and not letting him do his thing. Like she didn't understand what he was
holding
like,
him
his
back.
Whole purpose.
And then she was just boring. Like when she was in episodes, like I've watched that show so many fucking times. And the episode where she's like at her work and she's singing Happy Birthday to the like Ted Beneke, the like boss of the thing, and she's like trying to sing it like Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
I want to punch myself in the fucking face. I hate it so much.
There's a couple other little standouts. I didn't see it at the time, but I guess you could say, okay, this guy is one of the most hated characters. He came in at number 23, but it was Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
See, that's... They just wanted the show to be called Creek.
And they, of course, they used a picture of him crying, that meme.
It was James Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
God,
Dawson Leary from Dawson's Creek. And I actually love that show.
Really?
It hit me at the right time. You know, I think 90210 went off. And I liked, who was the chick? Actually, both girls on it were pretty attractive at the time. One was, the blonde head was Michelle, and the other one married Tom Cruise.
Oh, Katie Holmes.
Cody Holmes.
Yeah.
That's what she got her start.
Yeah.
But I always thought on that show, as interesting as it was, I guess, for a short time, the writing on that show was way beyond the age that these kids would be speaking at.
Oh, yeah.
The language that they used, it was something from like, an Ivy League school, you know, graduate would be used to talk to each other.
Yeah, because it was always like those people were 30, like playing 18-year-olds and things like that.
Right.
So, like they were much older to be in high school than
yes, one. Yes.
Yeah. That show fucking was so weird.
So I don't know if any of these ever actually were child actors that worked on Nickelodeon, But if they were, then maybe we should give them some sympathy, because from what I understand, Nickelodeon might have some explaining to do.
Yeah, yeah. So the documentary is called Quiet on the Set. And it's about like Nickelodeon in the like 2000s and like late 90s, 2000s with like when like there were shows like called All That. That was like the start of it.
Okay.
And then there was this show called Josh and Drake, the show that Ariana Grande was on and Amanda Bynes.
You can see the trauma in her, yes, in her face, in the way she speaks, that something fucked up.
Yeah.
Happened to her.
Yeah. And they were all kind of created by this guy named Dan Schreiber. In the documentary, they would show clips of stuff that was on the show. And you could tell that this guy who was like writing it, this guy, Dan Schreiber, was kind of writing it for his like own sexual gratification. There was like one episode, they made this superhero named like Nose Man. The kid that played Nose Man, talking about the sketch, I had this big prosthetic nose on. They made him, he always felt uncomfortable that they would make him like wear leotards. And he's like, you know, like I'm going through puberty and stuff. So like everything's all out there or whatever. They put these noses on my shoulders. They were like my shoulder pads. And then when you watch it, and he's like, but they look like dicks. And you watch it, and it looks like a fucking dick. And what this guy would do is sneeze and do, like, nut shots on people's faces.
Oh, God, it's horrible.
So you're watching it, and you're like, you know what? That is kind of fucked up. And then they show Ariana Grande. They made her like, she was like wondering if you could get juice from a particular, because her character was like really dumb.
Yes, very dumb.
And she wanted to get juice from a potato and trying to do it. And she's squeezing the potato, manipulating the potato like that fucking $10 crackhead.
And she's rubbing a potato, yeah, like a $10
crackhead.
She's
like jerking off this thing, and you're just like, huh? And they're saying like, you know, he directed them to make sure that they would like make
sexual
it sexual stuff
for
like that.
Some pervert.
Yeah. And then they would have it like where she would, Ariana Grande, like she was like laying on a bed, like backwards with her head back over the back of the bed so that it was hanging. And then like shaking a water bottle on her face. So it's like spraying all over her face. And stuff
wow.
Like that. And when you watch it in the documentary, you're just like, holy shit, this is really fucked up. They would show pictures of like the guy like sitting in a hot tub with Amanda Bynes
on the show, or like just
in another, like she would be in a hot tub and he would be in there all clothed, and they would like take it as like a joking picture, but it still like looks totally,
yeah,
and he would like always hang out with her and things like that. And the dude Dan Schreiber was, do you remember the show Head of the Class?
Yeah,
he was like the writer of that. He played the big fat guy in Head of the Class.
I don't remember that.
So it's just a whole thing about like how like this, all this shit was going on in Nickelodeon television, and like all the kids felt uncomfortable about it. And then they talk about this guy named Brian Peck. He was like a producer, or he did okay. Something on the thing, but they would let him be in it. He would always be named the Pickle Man. And he would take pickles and like feed them to everybody. But there was like episodes where like there's like holes in the door, and he sticks the pickle through the other fucking side. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, fucking kids were watching this the entire fucking time. And this guy was really weird, because he ended up manipulating the guy who played Drake from Drake and Josh, manipulating his parents into like being like, let him help him with his career and stuff like that. And Drake said like it during the thing, because this is like the big revelation, like he's never talked about it. And when the court hearings happened with this guy, he was under 18, so he was always classified as John Doe, like
right.
They never said his name, so this is like the first time he's telling what happened. And he said he like one day was over the guy's house, and he just like woke up and dude just sucking his dick. And then he's like, you know, he's fucking 15 at the time. And then
good fucking God.
And then it's like going through the whole thing, and he's just like, and then they show like newspaper clippings of like things he was charged with, like sodomy with foreign objects, like all this fucking thing. And then he's talking about it, and he's like, can't get the fucking words out to be like, he didn't want to like, he was just like, I don't want to like say it. He's like, picture the worst sexual assault you can think of. And he's like, and that's it, probably it. And I was just holy like, shit. I was like, holy fucking shit. So like, it was all this stuff. So I'm not all the way through it yet. Amanda Bynes is that stuff's ramping up. So I can, but you can see like how this thing like was gonna like all of them, like all these kids' lives are all fucked up from
and
it.
And how do they get away with it for this long? Just because Hollywood is such, you know, to be, I guess, an A-list actor, like, people are willing to do crazy things for that.
Like, dude, so it's weird because, like, the parents, so usually the parents are on set with the thing.
Right.
But there's these kids who basically their parents are helping them with this, and the kids pretty much providing, like, the income for the family. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
they're the workhorse.
They're the workhorse for these family, and they're getting paid good money to do it. And so they don't want to lose that fucking job.
Right.
In any other circumstance, if that kid was working at a candy shop, they would have recognized all the signs.
Yes.
But because
yes.
they're making, you know, $20,000 plus an episode,
yeah.
you know, maybe it's not so bad.
The documentary is fucking really good. It's on HBO Max. It's called Quiet on the Set. So it's definitely right. worth so. Definitely worth watching.
Everybody, check that out if you want to.
If you want to.
Jesus, I don't even know. Like, that. When am I ever in a mood to
why
watch
is it,
that?
Every podcast goes like, it's like on the like happier side, joking around side. Then we just like, at the end, we're like, we're going to fucking start talking about pedophiles.
Fucking day. All right, guys. Well, next week, we will do our absolute best to keep it comedy for the entire time.
No more pedophile talk.
Straight
no more sexual
comedy.
It'll be straight comedy next week. You brought in a guest last week and she made it. She talked about
that's right. No more guests. No more pedophiles.
Next week we promise all jokes all day long.
It's just gonna be nothing but giggles.
Yes.
Thanks for hanging out with us. I don't even know what to say.
For Inappropriate, I'm Steve.
I'm Jim.
See you next time.
Where did you go when I was down and I needed you most, yeah? Where did you go when I was alone just looking for hope, yeah? I worked on myself, learned a few lessons. Without you, I spread my wings to the heavens. But where did you go when I was down and I needed you most, yeah? It was long days and long nights, battling with demons, so tired from the fights, yeah. Struggling to make ends meet, thought I had you on.